Chiquita Brands International was in court today, and they were there to say guilty. The company synonymous with bananas pleaded guilty to making payments to a terrorist group in Colombia. Chiquita agreed to pay a fine of $25 million. Reporter Josh Meyer of the Los Angeles Times was in court today covering this. And Josh Meyer, first of all, according to Chiquita, why was the company making payments to this group, the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia?
Robert, the company said that admitted that there were quote-unquote protection payments, but said that they were made through a subsidiary in order to protect the safety of their employees. They said that the terrorist groups were threatening to kidnap or kill its employees and prevent them from doing business in Colombia, and therefore they had to pay the money to prevent that from happening.
So in their view, they were paying extortion, paying protection money to this group.
Yes.
Were Chiquita executives, by the company's account, at all unclear about the nature of the group?
According to the criminal complaint filed by the government, they might have been a bit unclear at the beginning, but they were told by in-house counsel, they were also told by their outhouse counsel or their external counsel, and then they were also told by the Justice Department that these payments were illegal and that they had to stop doing it immediately. And according to the Justice Department and according to the plea today, they continued to make the payments for, I think, about a year after that.
How long was this going on, and how much money did they pay the group?
Well, according to the government, it was going on for many, many years. They were paying another group, the left-wing terrorist group, the FARC, from at least 1989 to 97. The complaint covers the term 1997 to 2004 when they were paying the AUC. It was at least $1.7 million in payments.
AUC being the initials in Spanish for this group.
Yes.
This is not a very common case for the government to bring successfully, is it, for an American company and a very famous one to be paying money to a group that has been officially designated by the U.S. government a terrorist organization?
It is very unusual. I think this might be the first case in which this has happened. Their understanding is that when Chiquita officials knowingly proceeded with the payments after being told specifically that they were illegal, that that constituted a criminal act.
Is there any hint of a whistleblower from inside Chiquita, or did the U.S. diplomats in Colombia figure this out? How did they get the case for the government?
No one's mentioned a whistleblower. According to the company, they self-reported, or they came to the Justice Department after realizing that the payments might be illegal themselves. And the Justice Department does say that that has given the company a lot of sort of good grace in terms of coming up with a settlement.
And does Chiquita view its employees in Colombia or those of its subsidiary as being endangered now if they're not going to make any payments to these groups?
They sold the subsidiary, and they are out of the business of buying bananas in Colombia. The wrinkle is that they did sell the company, the subsidiary, Banadex, to other people, and I believe that they are now buying bananas from that subsidiary. So it's not clear whether their employees are in danger, but the same dynamic with the AUC probably exists with other companies.
So it's possible that the other group might still be paying off the same group.
Right. It's very possible.
Josh, $25 million would be an awful lot of money for you or me to pay. Give us some sense of scale for Chiquita Brands International.
Well, the judge noted today that Chiquita made at least $98 million in Colombia, its most profitable country for buying bananas, during that time period. So I wouldn't say it's a drop in the bucket for Chiquita, but, you know, it's a quarter of the profits they made during that time in that country.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.
It's reporter Josh Meyer of the Los Angeles Times, who was in court today covering the appearance by Chiquita Brands International, pleading guilty to making payments to a terrorist group.